Good day and welcome to the Bill Dixon podcast. My name is Bill Dixon, and this is a podcast where we discuss this week in whatever. I do not have a broadcast background. I think that should be stated up front. And it's not going to take you too long to figure that out, considering all the ums and the sustained periods of silence where I just forget what I'm talking about, or just take some time to myself to just think about some stuff, which I'll do from time to time. I am a comedy person, a comedy writer, occasional comedian, and now an occasional podcaster. So I'm going to try to do one of these once a week. You know, we're just going to talk about whatever. We're just going to shoot the shit. And, lots of us. And, it'll be fun. It'll be good times. Any questions or anything you want to talk about, feel free to email me at BillDixonPodcast@gmail.com. And, yeah, I went ahead and made an email account for this. For all three of you, so please use it. And I know what you're thinking, and that is, Bill, why did you use a Gmail account? Well, because I didn't think that I could invest the time or effort it would take to make a Bill Dixon podcast website. I don't think that Google is going to get bogged down because of my emails. I don't think I'm going to get a phone call. Bill, this is Google. Listen, buddy, you need to work on your own email. We're getting bogged down over here. We can't handle it. I don't think I'm going to get that phone call from Google. So what I'd like to do is just talk about, what's going on in the news, what's going on in my life. Just have fun with it. You know what I mean? What I'd like to do is just give you like 15 minutes where you go, that guy's a little weird. But that's kind of funny though. That's all I really expect out of this. I don't expect you to go running to your neighbor's house with your iPod in your hand, banging on their screen door. You gotta listen to this. Get out here. I don't inspire that kind of fervor in people, but that's all right. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being right in the middle there. I'm okay with being a five. No complaints. But what I'm going to do is do some news and maybe a little story here about what's going on with me and then wrap it up. You know what I mean? I like that's how I'm selling this, is that it's going to be over soon. That's how I'm selling this to you right now. Just hold in there. Just bite down on this. And it's all going to be over soon. Just shh, quiet. No, but first, we'll do some news. This story out of Great Britain, it's a sad one. It's funny. It's funny. It's actually really funny. It's really sad, though. Segway owner dies after falling off a cliff near his home in West Yorkshire this weekend. The 62-year-old recent owner of the transportation company was driving his Segway when he fell off the 30-foot cliff and into the River Wharfe. A witness reported the accident to police at around 11:40 in the morning. The police recovered the transportation vehicle and the Segway owner's dead body. I don't understand. First is the police recovered the transportation vehicle. I like how they put that in there. Don't worry, everyone. We found the Segway. It's been found. I know everyone was real concerned. Everyone around town was going to hang up pictures of the Segway. And also, I like how they use they found the Segway owner's dead body. I think dead is redundant when you say you found a body. I don't really dead. That's implied, I think, with a body. But what's fucked up about this is that the fucking Segway owner drives a fucking Segway off a cliff. Now, from my position as a comedy writer, and just it's too much almost. It's too unbelievable. It's just, and it off a fucking cliff. Like, he didn't crash it into something. He drove it off a fucking cliff. Give me a fucking break. And you know what's fucked up? He just purchased this thing, and no matter what he accomplished in his life, no matter what he's done with the past 62 years, it doesn't mean shit. Because this is the only fucking thing anyone's ever gonna remember about this guy, is this bullshit right here. A whole life, fucking 62 years wasted. Because this asshole had to take fucking take a Segway for a walk and fucking drove it off a cliff. How do you even, where are there even cliffs anymore? They still make those? There's still cliffs? What the fuck are you doing driving a Segway off a cliff? Were you chasing the Roadrunner? What the fuck were you doing where you fly off a cliff? Don't you see cliffs? I just don't. It's a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Like, give me a goddamn break. And it's sad. It really is. But yeah. So this guy, he's just gonna go down like that. So sorry, Segway guy. But thanks for making your life a punchline for us. So let's see what else. We have something about Christine O'Donnell. She's great. She's a GOP candidate for Senate in the great state of Delaware. Okay, another university is bringing Christine O'Donnell's self-professed education history into question Wednesday at Claremont Graduate University, a school that the Delaware Senate candidate claims she attended, has told Talking Points Memo that they have no record of her being there. I don't see why this is a big deal for her. With her and Sarah Palin, those two, they can do, their base does not give a fuck if she went to college. They do not give a shit. No one else is voting for it, but that base, Sarah Palin could go on national television and say, "I don't like Barack Obama because I know he has a big black dick, and I hate big black dicks." Her polling numbers would go fucking nowhere. In fact, she might pick up some, because she's appealing to a group of people to be like, "You know what? I don't like big black dicks either. I mean, I'm being honest. I don't like big black dicks." And this is just one more thing for Christine O'Donnell that just does not make any difference. I could find out that she was trying to sell baby parts on the internet. Just baby parts, just like arms, kidneys, little blue baby eyes on the internet. And she'd just, do that little smile, that little smirk, and go, "I never sold baby." And you know what? Wouldn't make a difference. Wouldn't make a world of difference. And Sarah Palin does not like big black dicks. And you know what? To be honest with you, when I started this, I did not think I would be saying big black dick as much as I am, and it's a little weird, and but I'm okay with that. I'm just running with it. So there's Christine O'Donnell and Sarah Palin. So I think that's it for the news. And now I'd like to read a letter that I wrote myself. This is a letter to myself now, to me at age 14. "Dear Billy, how you doing, big guy? It's me, Future Bill. Or should I say it's us? It's confusing, I know. But I want you to know, I'm writing you this letter from a spaceship house." No, I'm kidding, the future's terrible. "But I am writing you this letter to furnish you with a few nuggets of wisdom and some much-needed insight into aspects of your life you don't fully comprehend yet. First, let's rap about masturbation. Masturbation is a big, fancy, multi-syllable word for something that's not too fancy at all. I mean, unless you're doing it on a throne or something. But listen, there needs to be a more structured approach to masturbation. For instance, if you knew you were about to spill a glass of milk, you would probably be prepared with napkins to clean up your preemptive mess. The same applies for masturbation, Bill. You're going to get caught up in the moment and find yourself post-game with a big mess and nothing to clean it up. Then you end up hopping to the kitchen with your pants around your ankles and your shirt pulled over your head trying to find paper towels, leaving a DNA trail across the living room behind you, or as we will come to call it, the Trail of Tears. You will go through all of this only to find that there is no paper towels, because you know we can't afford them right now. So do us a solid and have your dad's winter coat handy. Also, the DVDs have got to go. Hop on Grandma's computer, go to Firefox web browser, and hit Control-Alt-P. This neat little trick will allow you to masturbate with the confidence and self-assurance of knowing that your actions cannot be traced in the web history. And yes, it is how all ninjas masturbate. The most important flaw? Your Achilles heel, as it were. You masturbate when your family is home. Stop fucking touching yourself when grandma is home. Secondly, we need to talk about your dating life. That girl you're dating? How do I say this? You guys don't get married. You don't. I'll give you a minute to collect yourself. I'm sorry. I know how hard you worked on that hemp necklace. Turns out you're both what we call codependent. Two dead batteries don't start a car, big guy. But not to worry. You will engage in a multitude of other horrific and emotionally destructive relationships with other women for the next decade or so. It's like the roller coaster without the fun. Whee! You know what? I'll break it to you now. We're not married. And more ghastly news, we're not the new guitars for Limp Bizkit either. On the bright side, we are doing something equally as ludicrous with our lives. Also in 2010, you'll be performing more shows annually than Michael Jackson, Kurt Cobain, and Jimi Hendrix combined. Hey, little Billy, that's called foreshadowing. Now go look it up, the word continuity in the dictionary. I'm giving you gold here, boy. But seriously, what I really want to say to you is, don't drink. But I'm not going to say that, because that's something you're going to need to figure out on your own. And I'm not going to lie to you, you're going to have a really tough few years. And I don't mean just because of the drinking. I mean, you're going to see some horrible stuff happen to you, your family, and your country in the next decade. You and your friends are going to have to grow up much faster than our parents did, because the world is about to get really small in a really big way. Your generation is going to pick up where our grandparents left off. And I don't mean some Generation X bullshit like Rock the Vote or bringing back Woodstock. I mean real substantive change that you're going to have to facilitate. I just realized you're probably going to have some trouble getting asleep tonight. But try not to worry about it too much. You'll be just fine. Enjoy yourself. And for fuck's sake, stop listening to Blink-182. Love always, Bill. P.S. Don't spend a dime of your inheritance. Wait till September 12, 2001 and invest everything you have in a company called Halliburton. Trust me, you'll thank me later. What happens? Wouldn't want to ruin the surprise. Thank you so much for listening to the Bill Dixon Podcast. I will probably rename it. That's the Bill Dixon Podcast is really uninventive, and I'll try to work on that. Also, any questions, please email me at BillDixonPodcast@gmail.com. I'm also a columnist for PointsInCase.com, And thanks for listening, and I love you so much.